I am pleased to speak with Dana Hirsch, who owns Field of Colors. So Dana, just to begin, could you give us a broad view of what Field of Colors is all about?
So Field of Colors is the name that I came up with for my business years ago when I was living in Argentina. And it just, to me, exemplifies everything that I do. We are energy beings, and so that energy can also be seen or interpreted on the range of colors, right, from the red to the violet frequency. And so for me, the field of colors is kind of a play on words as far as our own energetic field, our aura, and also that range that we can experience as human beings.
So Dana, what first attracted you to aura and energy, and what made you think that you can be a healer?
I've always felt empathic, as I'm sure a lot of people can connect with, or that resonates with a lot of people, where you just, as a child, feel a lot. You feel what other people are feeling. You have this sensation of what's going to happen. So naturally, we're really intuitive beings. And then I personally, when I was just on this journey of seeking a little bit more of a deeper experience in life in my early 20s, just wanting to clarify things, I wound up in some deeply intensive workshops and courses on aura readings, again, in Argentina when I was living there. And that's what brought me to this space today of having this business and doing readings and doing sound healings and teaching yoga, because it really gave me a great tool to work with and to offer for people.
What is it like to read an aura?
That's a great question. It's different every single time. Everybody in any given moment has something different going on with their energetic space. But some of the things that I could say are more generalized experiences for me of reading an aura is getting really quiet, feeling a different type of quality of palpability of the space around me, seeing or receiving information and images. It's almost kind of like you're in this other realm where time and distance don't really have the same rules as they do in what we're used to on a day-to-day basis. So I may be in a space where I'm reading something and it feels like I'm there for a long time, but really it's just a little bit of time. Or I might be reading someone who is across the continent or and on the other side of the world, and we're having a session through Skype, but yet there is no distance on that realm of spirit.
What kind of information do you learn through reading a person's aura? How might it benefit them?
If someone comes to receive a reading, they could be looking for many different things. And again, it's a very case-to-case basis, but some of the more generalized things are wanting some clarity around their lives, wanting to understand something, or maybe they're in a junction of starting something completely new and they want a little bit of confirmation of how to go about that new stage. Maybe someone is really struggling with a big loss or depression or something that is really upsetting, and they're looking for some relief. So there's so many different things that can come out of the reading, but I like to say that it's usually what's meant to come through comes through, and it's just kind of that experience of, oh, wow, that's what was happening for me, and I just couldn't quite put the words to it. But after having that experience, it all feels like everything came together and everything feels more connected. So people usually come out of a reading a little bit lighter, a little bit more excited or re-energized, or with a piece of pain or suffering that is a little bit subsided.
So in addition to doing aura readings through your business, Field of Colors, you offer a lot of other things as well, to forms of yoga, kundalini, and yoga nidra. Could you inform our listeners what those distinct styles of yoga are about?
Sure thing, yeah. And I teach kundalini yoga, and then actually the yoga nidra, which is such a beautiful meditation and art form, yogic sleep. That's something that my co-facilitator of a retreat that we're offering, Karen, is most passionate about. So Kundalini Yoga for me has been in my life since about 2010, and it is a type of yoga that to me feels very different than the mainstream. If anyone has happened upon a Kundalini Yoga class, you might know what I'm referring to. But to me, there is a very distinct energetic sensation when I practice Kundalini Yoga. It works directly on the nervous system. It works directly on the glandular system, so we're working on releasing unconscious blocks, things that are impeding us from living in the most aligned path. And then we're also working on regulating the secretion of hormones in our bloodstream so that we can create more of a vitality within us, more of a balance, more of an integration, more of an all-around well-being. And then yoga nidra, or nidra. Nidra means sleep, so it's saying yogic sleep. And I'm not the expert on this one, so Karen would be your go-to, but I have experienced her yoga nidras before, and they're absolutely wonderful, and this is something that I'm really excited that she'll be offering in our retreat. But the yoga nidra is this experience where you lay down in shavasana and you are guided to this deeply meditative place where the subconscious can kind of work its kinks out, if you will. So if there's energy blocks or there's something going on that's obstructing your path, this yoga nidra can let that go.
So speaking of that retreat, it is taking place October 25th through the 28th. And so in addition to yoga nidra, this being a multiple day retreat, what else is it sort of working on for people?
Karen Lockhart and I are really excited coming together to offer for the first time a retreat that is an alchemy of our passions and our experience in our personal practice. So we have this kind of four pillars of the Clarify Your Energy retreat. One is movement, so yoga. With that, we'll be experiencing Kundalini Yoga, like I talked about. And then also Karen's expertise is the yin side of yoga. So mindful yin asana practices that can help participants connect more deeply with their energy and work through physical blocks or energetic blocks in the body. So we have the movement aspect, and then we also have another pillar is breath. Breath practice is one of my favorite things. And I also have some of Karen's notes. She says that breath is our passageway to the world within. And it's also a very powerful cleansing tool. So the idea is that we'll be incorporating these breath practices so that retreat participants can have that experience of their own energy body and that experience of what happens when the mind shifts, the chemistry of the mind shifts with the breath. And how we can restore ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with the breath. And then the third pillar is meditation. So we'll be using this age-old practice of meditation to filter out the distractions of the mind and also cultivate that connection with ourselves, with the higher self within each of us. And part of this meditation is the yoga nidra, right, this yogic sleep. So again, Karen will be guiding us through these beautiful guided meditations that take us to those places to deeply restore. And then the fourth pillar, which is one of my arenas that I love, is sound. Sound for me is the basis of all existence, right? Everything is built upon this vibration of sound in the universe. There's sound, the primordial sound of Om, the Big Bang, right? I like to work with sound from more of a holistic healing perspective of how using high vibrational frequencies and sounds like the gong, like the flute that I play, like our voices, which are our most powerful instruments, how those things can actually raise our own vibration so we can create these subtle but powerful shifts within ourselves through the practice of sound. And then we will also have our main sessions, which are the Clarify Your Energy sessions on Friday and Saturday, and that is this three-hour workshop space where retreat participants can ask those questions. It's The idea is that we provide an experiential container so that people can come into contact with their own energy field so that you can experience what's going on for you on an energetic level. And we'll touch on that through the yogic system of the chakras and the auras, and then also the meridians from the Taoist method.
And so what is the length of each day that is a part of this retreat?
The first day, the arrival time is 3 p.m., and that allows people, if they are coming in from out of town, we have one person signed up who will be flying in from New York. So it will give people time to arrive, and we'll have an opening tea ceremony as we begin to start the retreat space. And then that will go through until the evening with a couple different classes and activities and sound at the end of the evening. And then we'll all enjoy a local restaurant in Carbondale for dinner. And then the two long days are the Friday and the Saturday. So individuals have the choice of coming to an early morning Kundalini yoga class at 7 a.m. So the day starts at 7 a.m. and then we'll have a really delicious breakfast after that class. And then the whole sequence of events throughout the days, there's spots in between for personal time, for downtime, for walking meditation, but we'll have our classes and our sessions throughout the day, lunch, close the sounds, and then again go out to another restaurant in Carbondale. So we've been doing our research. And then the last day, Sunday, we won't be in the space of True Nature, but we'll be going to the Avalanche Ranch Hot Springs, which are divine, and we'll have a morning yoga class there and some food, and that will be our closure around probably 2 p.m. on Sunday. So we also have a locals option for those people who live in Carbondale or around the Roaring Fork Valley and want to participate but might not be interested in, you know, the morning breakfasts or the dinners at night or maybe the last day at the springs, since those are things that you guys have at your reach all the time. So if you want more information, feel free to check out our webpage for the locals special for this retreat experience.
And what is that website?
The website is www.yogoonthego. So that's Y-O-G-O onthego.com. So if you just go to the yogoonthego.com, that's Karen's page, and then you can look up yoga, and she has a retreat section there.
Thank you so much, Dana Hirsch, for speaking with Katie and Kay about this upcoming retreat, October 26th, 27th, and 28th. Clarify Your Energy, taking place at the True Nature Healing Arts, as well as Avalanche Hot Springs.